Beyond dirty diapers and Little League games, conference calls and corporate ladders, ever wonder if there's something more? Something to light your soul on fire and awaken your spirit. Something to help you make the extra income and impact you were born for. For more than 15 years, I've been searching for that something. It's led me across the country through 3 side hustles, countless lessons learned, and thousands of dollars earned. And now I want to show you what I've learned as I embark on a new mission to help 1 million dads build the digital side hustles of their dreams without missing out on the moments in life with the people they love. This is your daily dose of ideas, inspiration, and insights to dream bigger, build a modern side hustle you're proud of, and live the life you've always wanted for yourself and your family. I'm Jeff Johnson, and this is the Dad Hustle Project. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Jeff Johnson here, founder of the Dad Hustle Project. So excited to welcome you to episode 5 of the Dad Hustle Project. This has been quite the journey we've been on in a pretty fast amount of time here over the last couple of days. I brought you through my own story, really, my own dad hustle story about how I discovered a better way to side hustle. And today, what I want to do is I actually want to dig into that framework. You know, what was that better way? And for many of you, you're probably listening right now, and many of you might be side hustling in some way, shape, or form. Maybe you're driving for Uber or Lyft. Maybe you're delivering groceries for Shipt. Maybe you are doing a dog walking service, or you do some photography on the side. There's so many different things that we as dads can do to make a little extra money, right, on the side, to do these different side hustles. And side hustling is huge. I mean, there's like 70 million people right now in America side hustling, so it's kind of a big deal. But what I want to do is I want to share with you the fact that, you know, not all side hustles are created equal. And that's really what I learned. So, you know, as you remember in my story, you know, I learned that, you know, there's a lot of side hustles out there where it can suck your time. You can suck you dry. I mean, you basically feel like you're just doing a second job, and you are sometimes not even making very much money for it, right? So I shared with you all those experiences, all those things. And, you know, what I discovered is that there's a very precise way to do a side hustle that is actually smarter in so many ways. So that's what I want to share with you today. It's actually my Smarter Side Hustle Framework. And this will really give you the framework that you need in order to build your own smarter side hustle. So as a dad hustler, in your dad hustle, you need to build a smarter side hustle because you're busy. You have so many things going on, right? You're not going to have time necessarily to be delivering for Uber Eats or to be picking people up in your Uber, whatever the case might be, because you have other things going on. You have kids that you need to play with and spend time with. You have a wife or a spouse that is depending on you. You have all of these different things in your life, and you have a finite amount of time. So if you can build the infrastructure in place to make your side hustle work even when you're not, it can make such a difference. You literally can change your life, transform the way you think about income and finance and everything else because you have this money machine working for you. So that's what I want to share with you today is this whole idea that the smarter side hustle really is, it's like a money machine. You're building it. And the beautiful thing with all the technology that we have at our disposal, we can actually make that happen. So today what I want to share with you is our Smarter Side Hustle Framework. I created this. This is what, as I told you in the last episode, I took about 2 years from you know, the moment I was thinking about this to the moment that you know, I launched my first business. After I launched my first business with this framework, I documented this framework, and that was another 2 years to do that. So I really spent time documenting, testing it, making sure that it worked, And sure enough, it really did work. It's pretty rock solid. So I'm going to share with you, it's actually an acronym. So when you think about the word smarter, it's an acronym for the word smarter. So I'll just walk you through each of the seven steps here, each of the seven letters in smarter, and it should help give you kind of a framework as you start thinking about what you might want your dad hustle to look like. So really, when we think about it, we're talking about the first step, which is self-reflecting. So it's really important when you are building a side hustle, when you're figuring out what you're going to do for your dad hustle, that you self-reflect and you identify what you're passionate about. You will find your winning side hustle idea within those passions. And then you're going to be able to define that ideal customer that you want to serve. So not only will you be able to figure out what you want to talk about, what you want to share with the world, but you're also going to pick who you want to share it with, because that can make all the difference. You can ask yourself what you really want. When you start from that place, you're going to build on a foundation that literally can only lead you to success. So that's the first step. You're going to self-reflect. Second step is to monetize. So after you identify your winning idea and your ideal customer, then it's going to be time to create some products that they'd actually want to buy. So this is when you actually are taking your knowledge and your expertise and you're packaging it into products. So you're going to plan, you're going to price, you're going to prioritize those products and create a winning path forward for your soon-to-be customers. And then we roll into automation. And this is where things get excited. This is exciting. This is where you are building your infrastructure for your money machine. So after you've determined these products, it's time to set up your systems that are going to run your entire business online without lifting a finger. And that is pretty cool because you are going to be able to take automation in places you never thought possible and do things that you never thought possible as well. The fourth step in the smarter framework is reach. So after you've built this whole money machine, right, you've built the ability to be able to reach or to the ability to be able to deliver the products that you're going to deliver, the next step is reach. So you've set everything up. Now it's time to find your customers. And you're going to be able to find your customers by figuring out who is ideal to purchase your products and where are they. You'll then leverage all the tools at your disposal to attract as many of those ideal customers as possible. And we'll talk about what those tools look like later. Then finally, we get to T. The T in Smarter is all around teaching. So after you've attracted your audience, it's time to teach them what you know. And there's a certain way to do that. So during that step, you're going to create frameworks that allow you to easily explain everything needed to help your customers learn your material in an engaging and powerful way. So super cool. This is when you're actually teaching the material and trying to get through to them, helping them understand the importance of what you're talking about. The E in Smarter stands for engage. And this is when you're going to engage your newly formed audience of customers, and you're going to help them make more decisions and make more choices about continuing to buy from you, continuing to build that lifetime value, that lifetime customer value from you. And it's pretty exciting because that step allows you to continue deepening your relationship with them, which is really the most important thing. And then finally, the seventh step of the Smarter framework is to react. You're going to be able to react to the needs of your audience and the world around them and stay relevant in their lives. And that's how you build a real movement. So it moves beyond just a little business that you have, and you're building a movement. You're making an impact in ways you never thought possible. So that's the framework, and we will revisit that framework on more than one occasion together as we dig deeper into this whole idea of starting a dad hustle. But I wanted to share with you right off the bat so you have it in your mind, and you can start thinking about that a little bit. And that should help you as you figure out, you know, what is it that you are actually going to make as your dad hustle. What's your topic going to be? What's your focus area going to be? Take a look at some of the things I covered here today, and that should help you out with that tremendously. Thank you so much. What an awesome time that we've had today. What an awesome time digging deep. And what we're going to do now, as we roll forward together in our next episode, is we're going to start kind of dissecting why start a dad hustle. Because for you, you know, you heard my story. You've now heard about my framework and how this whole thing works at a very high level. But now for you, you got to figure out, is this something I want to do? Is this something that would be beneficial for me? It's not going to be for everybody, right? But is it going to be for you? Well, I'm going to share with you over the next several days, I'm going to share with you the three different reasons why dads start dad hustles. So based on everyone that we've worked with, everyone that we've talked with, these are kind of the three reasons that we have dissected. We've kind of been able to figure out as we've dug deep. So that's going to be the next 3 days, the next three episodes. We'll go over those top three reasons why people want to start a side hustle. So join us for that. It will be totally worth it. I'm so excited to meet with you and talk with you about that, go a little bit deeper yet still. In the meantime, have an awesome day. Keep dad hustling. Good things are ahead for you. I'm so excited for you. Until next time, we'll connect soon. Thanks. Ready to join the Dad Hustle Project? Become one of the first of 1 million dads committing to a life of more income, influence, and impact by building the digital side hustle of your dreams while putting your family first. Join my private Facebook group to go deeper, connect with others in the Dad Hustle community, and get more resources to build your dad hustle faster. Join free now in our Facebook group called Dad Hustle Project. See you inside.